You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. There is a spider web of oil and gas pipelines running underground through Washtenaw County, and more are being constructed, even more being planned. Among those being planned is the Nexus Pipeline. It's a natural gas pipeline that would extend from Ohio to Canada, running right through our backyard, in some cases quite literally. Nexus is an energy company that has partnered with DTE Energy to construct and operate the pipeline. Right now, the approval process for the Nexus line is underway at the federal level, which is drafting an environmental impact statement regarding the potential environmental disruption the project may cause. Now, there are a good number of folks who have already been studying that very topic, including our guest this morning. Nancy Schiffler is chair of the Huron Valley Group of the Sierra Club, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Before we begin to tackle environmental impact, let's get a better handle on exactly how the Nexus Pipeline would make it from Ohio to Canada. It would run through Lenawee and Monroe counties, up through Washtenaw County, then connect to an existing pipeline running through Ypsilanti Township that extends out into Canada ultimately. Do I have that right?
Yes.
To fully realize this natural gas pipeline, Nexus and DTE would have to encroach on some publicly held lands and on privately owned residential and agricultural properties. The energy companies are obligated to try and reach a financial agreement with private landowners for a property easement, but if the project wins federal approval, it can resort to eminent domain law and build the pipeline anyway. What would be your recommendation to a property owner that's approached by a Nexus or DTE representative?
Getting a lawyer is a useful start, but at this point, what we typically recommend is don't offer to sign anything at this point. What we've found is that FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission that has the permitting authority, actually, when it's considering the viability of a pipeline, looks at how many advance agreements Nexus has already made before the final certification or approval of the line.
And the more they have in hand, then the more likely it is it will win federal approval.
Right. And unfortunately, they don't tell the property owners this. In fact, they rather encourage them to go ahead and settle to avoid the eminent domain.
What would be your argument to someone who says, hey, I could really use that money, I'm going to sign away?
Well, I think, to consider very carefully, you know, where this is on their property and what the impact would be. Very clearly get a lawyer, because there's a lot of detail about how often the company can come back on your property. And
might make reselling that property more difficult down the line as well.
Yes. Absolutely.
You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and our guest this morning is Nancy Schiffler. She is chair of the Huron Valley Group of the Sierra Club. We're talking about the proposed Nexus natural gas pipeline that, in part, would run through Washtenaw County. Let's talk construction of the pipeline itself. Is the construction process, in and of itself, a potential environmental liability?
Yes, it is. The digging up of the land and on farmland, there's impact on the productivity of the soil.
Would that be just a temporary upset of the soil and the land, or is it an ongoing and cumulative environmental impact?
What farmers are finding is that even over 10 or 15 years, the productivity of the soil along the actual right-of-way tends to be lower than the rest of their farmland. So it does have a long-term impact there.
So that's not only environmental, that's economic.
Exactly. The other aspect, the pipeline goes through a large number of wetlands and crosses streams, goes under rivers and so forth. And the process of laying that pipe has to be done very carefully to avoid damage to wetlands and waterways.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU with our guest Nancy Schiffler. She is chair of the Huron Valley Group of the Sierra Club. The state of Michigan continues to predict economic growth, and that usually translates at some point down the line into population growth. That would mean a greater demand for energy. With current energy policy taking an all-of-the-above approach, how would you propose our utilities and energy companies create the necessary energy generation and grid security without the construct of new pipelines?
The evidence right now is that we have sufficient pipeline capacity to handle our needs. A recent government report indicated that we're really only using like 50% of our pipeline capacity. So there isn't necessarily the need for that.
Now, the Sierra Club is asking for an extended public comment period on the Nexus pipeline. There wasn't a huge amount of public comment the first go-round. What would you expect with another comment period?
The comment period that we've asked to be extended is for the DEQ, which is developing its own comments and looking ahead to permit applications on wetland and water resource issues for the pipeline. And that's something that FERC requires before it can approve.
Question remains the same. What would you expect from another comment or an extended comment period time?
I would look for better opportunity, A, to even the notification of people. There are issues right in the Ypsilanti area regarding where the pipeline crosses under the Huron River, and also part of the plan now is to have it go under the old Willow Run power train plant, which is a toxic site right now. And I don't think there's been sufficient opportunity for people to comment on their concerns about that impact. So right now the DEQ has requested comments but did not hold any kind of a hearing, and we believe there needs to be a chance for a public hearing on that to be sure that those concerns are addressed.
Certainly the Sierra Club and other like-minded environmental advocacy groups are going to view an application process and a potential pipeline through a different prism than a federal agency or the State Department of Environmental Quality. With that in mind, is it your expectation this application will ultimately be approved and the pipeline constructed?
Well, FERC hasn't turned down very many pipelines, not more than one or two in the last 10 years. So the deck tends to be stacked a bit when you look at it that way, but there is an increasing pressure now coming from the public all over the country, and certainly in the eastern half of the country, questioning the need for these pipelines and the degree to which simply automatically approves a pipeline and doesn't really look at the overall picture. They'll look at one pipeline and rule very narrowly on that. That's coming into play a little bit more now. There are several lawsuits and appeals that are being made to really look more carefully at whether these pipelines are really needed and what the potential impact of them is.
Do we have a time frame in which we expect decisions on this particular pipeline?
Public comment period for that ended August 29th. Supposedly, FERC is considering those comments and will release final environmental impact statement. And there's some potential for appeals and interventions on that. But at some point, then, they also have to weigh the environmental impacts against what they perceive as the public convenience and necessity of having the pipelines. And that's where sort of the economic side of it comes in, and weighing those advantages or disadvantages against the environmental impact. So that's likely to happen sometime in November or December, unless there are other delays that show up.
Nancy, thank you very much for your time. I do appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
That is Nancy Schiffler, chair of the Huron Valley Group of the Sierra Club. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. You hear it only on 89.1 WEMU.